I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Wednesday, June 10th. There are 1,229 cases of coronavirus confirmed in Quincy. That's an increase of only two from yesterday. Deaths have remained steady at 121 for the past several days, and over 1,000 people have recovered from the virus in Quincy. Beginning today, Cottage Avenue in Quincy Center will close to motor vehicle traffic to allow some restaurants to offer outdoor dining. The street will close at 2 p.m. every day, and motorists can access the new parking garage 24 hours per day. In addition, several parking spaces will be reserved for curbside pickup, and a loading zone will be designated near the 16C and Shaking Crab restaurants. Outdoor dining must close at 9 p.m. Sunday through Thursday and 10 p.m. on Friday and Saturday. The Boston law firm of Breakstone, White & Gluck has once again donated over 200 bicycle helmets to the Quincy Police Department to be handed out to the public. The donation is part of their 2020 Kids Safe campaign, sponsored by the law firm for the past 7 years. This year, the firm is donating over 4,000 helmets to more than 40 police departments, schools, community groups, and bicycle committees. Contact Quincy Police Sergeant Karen Barkas to receive a helmet. 4 development proposals are on the agenda for tonight's virtual Quincy Planning Board meeting. Plans for residential projects on Newbury Street, Adams Street, Hancock Street, and the expansion of a home on Wollaston Avenue will all be discussed during the meeting on Zoom beginning at 5:30 p.m. 376 Quincy small businesses were approved for a total of almost $2.5 million in grants to help them recover from the pandemic. The Quincy Planning Board says the average grant amount was $6,500, and 89 businesses got the full $10,000. A total of 561 businesses applied. 145 were withdrawn, and 40 were denied because they failed to meet the criteria. The checks were mailed to the businesses last Friday with a letter from Mayor Thomas Koch. A reminder to participate in the Quincy COVID Memories Project. Quincy Access Television's teaming up with the city, the Thomas Crane Library, and Quincy 400 to document life in Quincy during the pandemic. Upload your videos, photos, art, stories, or other reflections of how the coronavirus has affected your life. Go to QuincyCulturalMemory.com or send them to the Thomas Crane Library, Attention Local History, 40 Washington Street, Quincy, 02169. I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Wednesday, June 10th.